VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel has unleashed its largest wave of airstrikes across Lebanon since agreeing to a ceasefire with Hezbollah last week, killing at least 11 people. The strikes came after the Lebanese militant group fired a volley of projectiles earlier on Monday as a warning over what it said were Israeli truce violations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's demand that Israeli hostages in Gaza be freed before he takes office.
In a social media post, Trump says that the hostages are not freed by January 20th, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. He writes those responsible will be hit harder than anyone has been hit in American history. It's unclear whether Trump's threatening to directly involve the U.S. military in the Israeli campaign against Hamas. Trump allies say he hopes a ceasefire and a hostage release deal is struck before he takes office. The Biden administration has launched a last-ditch effort to try and restart talks between the two sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Residents of southern Lebanon say they have faced Israeli gunfire as they try to bury the dead or inspect their homes. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Abbas Al-Tanouk says he's been left with injuries and questions after trying to bury a dead cousin at the family graveyard in southern Lebanon. Israeli troops are still on Lebanese territory, and its military has issued orders to residents of 60 southern Lebanese towns, prohibiting them from going home until further notice. Tanouk's ordeal highlights the confusion for some who are trying to do that. The U.S. brokered ceasefire deal grants both Lebanon and Israel the right to self-defense, but does not include details about a buffer zone or restrictions on residents.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. This is VOA News.